A divided Riverside County Board of Supervisors yesterday voted to unilaterally impose terms of a contract bargaining agreement on Service Employees International Union Local 721. The union represents more than 7,000 Riverside County employees, including clerks, accountants, nurses, technicians, and social workers. The supervisors' 3-2 vote to force the labor contract on SEIU employees, in spite of objections from union officials, who unsuccessfully took Riverside County officials to court in an attempt to halt the process. Riverside County Board of Supervisors Chairman Chuck Washington joined retiring supervisors Marion Ashley and John Tavoloni in the vote to force the contract on SEIU employees. Declaring an impasse and imposing a contract is not a new move for Riverside County. Last fall, supervisors ended talks and imposed its own terms for a contract on 2,500 employees of the Riverside Sheriff's Association. Also yesterday, supervisors did decide to wait until after the first of the year before deciding whether to force a contract on a third union it's been bargaining with for the past year and a half, the Laborers International Union, representing more than 7,000 building maintenance workers, code enforcement personnel, office assistants, and others. Riverside County supervisors say that deferring a decision on that contract for a couple of months gives them hope that a compromise might be reached.